Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hard to believe we have passed the halfway mark for 2017 already. The year seems to be passing by with lightning speed, with no indication, to me anyway, that it will slow down before 2018 comes rushing in. My dad always told me that the older you get, the faster time seems to go. I guess he was right. It makes me wonder if we are taking advantage of every minute, or are we simply being bystanders to what is happening in our piece of the world? If you pay attention to the events locally, nationally, and globally, you will agree there is a lot happening every day. The information age is truly amazing and continues to open doors like no other time. We now have the ability to witness events firsthand and the ability to influence those events due to the speed we get that information. So the question may be, do we take advantage of opportunities or not? Do we take the time to see opportunity in our own corner of the world, here in Humboldt County and the North Coast? I'm encouraged by the level of community involvement in local events and the willingness by many to make this place a place you want to be a part of. We have a great deal to be proud of here locally. Clean air, redwoods, clean and abundant water, a healthy lifestyle, and a buffer from the stressors that affect other communities in California. So in some ways, the Redwood Curtain has benefited Humboldt County residents. This is a envy to many who live elsewhere and accounts for those who move here to enjoy the lifestyle we have. But it does take effort to maintain this lifestyle by being involved in the community and being part of a positive outcome. I see exceptional volunteerism throughout the county with events that benefit young and old, and of course, those yearly events that bring people to the area to recreate. Recently, the City of Fortuna completed two such events, the Fortuna Rodeo and the Auto Expo, Arcata with the Oyster Fest, City of Eureka with the Rhododendron Parade, and Perilous Plunge into the Bay, as well as many other yearly events that define our community. Let's not forget outreach that occurs here as well. There are many churches, organizations, and individuals that have identified issues in our community and have dedicated themselves to providing assistance with strong community, financial, physical, and spiritual support. Humboldt County has and is experiencing growing pains in a world that demands a faster pace and lifestyle, but we must not lose sight of what we have here. This is a strong and vibrant community with people who exemplify those values we hold dear. So yes, 2017 is speeding by, and yes, the information age is continually picking up speed, but it's comforting to know there are places like Humboldt County to live in. With that said, 2018 is right around the corner. This is Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.